O Lord, our God, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Give us grace to receive your truth in faith and love, that we may be obedient to your will and live always for your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. When I was in elementary school, especially during lunch, I always went to see my grandmother, abuela, mi abuela, Candelaria, since she was one of the school teachers at the Baptist school. My abuela always said, "Honey, you need to drink something more nutritious than Coca-Cola. Here, have some juice. Or instead of eating those Cheetos, have a peeled orange." I have always said that mothers, grandmas, or any other mother type figure have what I call the Psalms 139 gift. You know when I sit and when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my laying down. As I like to paraphrase it, they know when you need food and the nutritious type. They sense when you're feeling down. They can tell when you need a word of encouragement. A mother or maternal figure will stand up for you and will care for you, even if you're not in a good place. Today, May 30th, in countries such as Cameroon, Dominican Republic, France, and Nicaragua, we celebrate Mother's Day. In Nicaragua, it is a very festive day. Mothers get treated with flowers, balloons, cards, or have mariachi bands come and sing music dedicated to them. And it's actually true. However, this holiday brings feelings of sadness and loss for many mothers. For some of them, they mourn the loss of their son or daughter due to illness, sickness, or violence. In the reading that we did today, we read the story of the prophet Elijah, the widow of Zarephath and her son. The story takes place in a time where there was hunger and famine in the land. We can see a woman undoubtedly desperate and hopeless due to her difficult situation of widowhood, which brought with it scarcity, poverty, and hunger. In verse 12, we are told how she tells Elijah that her plans for the day were to eat the last portion of bread that was enough for her and for her son, and they would allow themselves to die. Even though perhaps we are not in the same extreme situation as the widow, we have felt depressed or anxious at some point in our lives. We have had loved ones who were ill and sick, or we have lost someone. But like the story of Hagar and her son Ishmael in the book of Genesis, this widow and her son were not forgotten by the God of Israel, who notices the loss of even one sparrow. Once condemned to hunger, death, and suffering, the widow is giving a new word that nullifies her original death sentence. God is then like that maternal figure who sees when their children are suffering, starving, or feeling anxious or depressed. God is the one who walks alongside with those who are mourning and stands with those who cried night and day for justice. God is like the eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young. God spreads its wings to catch you and carries you aloft. When I think of these words and passages mentioned, it brings to my mind my sister in Christ, Lynn Baranowski, who constantly cared for her daughter, Mindy. As Pastor Tim mentioned to me in a conversation, Lynn stood by her side, cradling her even in her last moments of life. As Isaiah 66, verse 13 says, "As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you." Lynn received her daughter just as she was, and wrapped her arms around the one she loved. I also think of Sister Susan Masterjohn Smith, who is the wife of her brother, Mark Masterjohn Smith, regional pastor for missions and communications for Pennsylvania. In a conversation that I had with Mark on the phone, she described his wife as a mama bear, who fiercely advocating for her son, Zachary, who was a person with special needs. She learned how to best to communicate with him. She looked for equipment that could help her son walk better. Susan embraced Zachary as he was, with all of his uniqueness. She did everything she could in order to overcome the obstacles that came between her and her son. And finally, I think of the Nicaraguan mothers who lost their children 3 years ago. Due to the violence done by police and government paramilitaries when the political unrest occurred in the country, these mothers bonded together, holding each other's pain alongside their own. Many of these moms, along with other parents, form the Mothers of April Association, as we say in Spanish, Asociación de Madres de Abril, with the purpose of demanding justice, truth, and reparation for the loss of their loved ones. Friends in Christ, the God of Elijah is with us even today. The story of Elijah might sound a bit familiar. God encounters in Jesus the widow in the Gospel of Luke. He sees her suffering and lifts her out of her despair, restoring the breath of life into her son. Both Jesus and Elijah meet the widows where they are, as they are. They understand the pain and loss that both of them have gone through. They stand in solidarity with them in their hardship. While most of us do not possess the gift of doing miracles, like reviving the dead, as in the story we read, or, you know, multiplying bread and making it for everybody to last a long time, God is inviting each one of us this morning to imitate the strength of the mother figures in our lives. We are invited to imitate the compassion, openness, truth, and justice of the women named today. We are invited to meet people in the midst of their pain and in their need, just like Jesus and Elijah. The God that redeems the world stands alongside us in our depression and our anxiety and our weakness, trusting that God is like the eagle that stirs up his nest and hovers over its young, spreads its wings to catch you and mine, and carries us aloft. May we embody the spirit of care and compassion of God. Amen.